Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, you bastards. I'll do it myself then.
The herd mentality.
Well, that
you ought
like
to be used. You ought to be used to doing it by yourself by now.
Your best-looking lawn. Oh, the national brand and the expertise you need right now.
Cockpit air.
I don't know what the hell happened there. I got too many balls in the air over here today. I'll tell you what.
That's your excuse.
Welcome to the herd mentality, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Happy humping your hemp herd day. How in the hell are you, Hate?
I'm damn good, Ashbury. How are you doing?
Fine and dandy. What is our show about today?
I saw something about Mustard Out Love on there.
Did you listen to the song again by any chance?
No.
Nope. Well, today, according to my calendar, today is the day that the muskrats start breeding again. And they'll keep doing that all the way up till September. So, you know, it's a pretty big day in the muskrat world, I'd say.
Smells musky.
I know. And so, you know what that's a sign of, actually. We're in a new month. It's March now, and that's not one of those months that typically goes along with winter. And so we might be getting close to spring again.
Time for some tonic. Spring tonic.
Take your tonic.
Some sassafras.
Don't forget, when you take your tonic, smoke your chronic.
Your chronic tonic. What the hell is a muskrat? I'm not sure I've ever seen a muskrat in my life. What's one look like?
They look like a big rat. They're usually wet because they hang around in water most of the time. Like a
okay,
big
I
wet
think I
rat.
Have seen one. I've seen one then.
Yeah. And so I was just kind of remarking somewhat today about things that are sort of changing in the environment and the natural world around us. I have heard some chorus frogs calling. Not many, not all the time. It's kind of back and forth between summer and winter lately.
I was going to tell you that. I actually heard that too. I heard frogs chirping a week ago. And I forgot to tell you that when I was out walking in a little ditch of water.
Yeah.
So where they're trying
to
make when they're doing that.
A couple mornings ago, I heard the mourning doves singing in the morning, and that's a good sign too. Usually, I like to listen to the mourning dove call.
Well, that usually means it's going to rain after that.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, have you ever heard that? That when those doves are
is
making
that
call.
Is some of them old wives telling that?
Yeah. And actually, my grandma used to call them rain crows, is what she called them for some silly-ass reason. Don't ask me why.
Rain crows.
Rain crows. Yeah. So look that one up in your old nature book here.
I don't believe I'll find it anyplace.
And somebody told me some other kind of dove is headed our way because all this warm winter weather we've had, you know, for about the last 20 years, that how we start getting armadillos and all that crap started headed this way. Now there's some other kind of species of dove that's been hanging around our area. I'll put you on that. You can check that out later. That's supposedly not really common to our area that's starting to be a little more frequent visitor around here. So we won't blame it on that silly thing called global warming because we know that ain't true. So We won't say it's that.
So when I was looking on my calendar some more, and I saw that this is the time of year that the otter pups are born. So, you know, they're out there making babies now. And let's see what happens right here.
All I know is anyway, it'll be hotter than piss in about a month. It'll be about 87 probably, and I'll be getting yelled at to turn the air conditioner on probably if I know anything about it. Seems like we just go right from the cold stuff right into the hot stuff. We don't have a spring anymore.
Right. And so that made me, and then the possums are being born, and that brought up a question that I had in my mind, and hang on there, caller. I'll get you on the air here if you want to talk as soon as I finish talking about possums, because I kind of thought possums being marsupials, that the babies would be called joeys, you know, like baby kangaroos or joeys. So, but they're not.
I have no idea.
They're just called,
I don't know.
They're just called possums. Just baby
little
possums.
Possums.
Yeah,
baby
little possums.
And what's a marsupial exactly, Professor?
Hello, caller. Marsupials are, if you're listening to us on the web in the background, you'll want to turn that down or mute it.
All right, is that better?
All right. Yeah, that's better. Hey, dude, how's
yeah,
it going? Anyway, marsupials are, they are mammals that don't, they give birth as a really larval kind of stage in life. And so they are developing a pouch rather than via a placenta like us and other most other mammals are like that. So anyway, they're the only ones, the only marsupial that's native to North America, though. So, you know.
So
anyway,
basically,
that's all I know
the
about
baby,
possums.
The baby forms outside the womb is what you're saying. It comes out and then lives in a pouch before it becomes big enough to run around. That's what a marsupial
right.
is.
Right.
Okay. So it
and they're
is
just
a platypus?
Little bitty things. They look like little worms or caterpillars or whatever when they're born. They're
yeah, I've seen those kangaroo. Those little kangaroo babies crawl up into that pouch, and they're little tiny nothings when they come out and crawl around into that pouch, which is
yeah.
weird that they can hold on. So is a duck-billed platypus, that's not a marsupial, is it?
No, that's actually a separate order
okay.
of mammals,
right.
and they lay eggs, I think.
What the hell do we have a caller about, Ashbury? What's this about?
Hell if I know, caller. What do you want to talk about?
And
those
what's
rain
your name,
crows.
Caller?
Those rain crows.
Rain
I'm the
crows.
Rain team.
Talk about
that's the rain crows.
Rain King, tell us all about the rain
crows. I've also
crows,
heard those
yeah.
morning doves. I've also heard other people call those morning doves rain crows.
Really?
What's the story on it?
I don't know. The story was I used to hear
yep.
that sound.
Yeah, that's all I know, too. I have no idea.
And a friend
so
of mine,
your name,
a friend of mine, an old friend of mine who's dead now told me that his grandpa always used to call those things rain crows.
Huh.
I think that'd be a good name for you, caller, is rain crow. Can we just call you that, either crow or rain crow?
That'd be fine.
Rain crow. Rain crow caller king. That reminds me of a band we used to listen to back in high school named Storm Crow.
Yeah.
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 Storm Crow. Maybe that's what that was about. Storm, maybe.
Kidding.
I wonder if that's
it's
what
almost,
that was about.
It's almost like Quaaludes to me. Remember that song they used to sing?
No, I don't think I do, but.
I don't
yeah,
remember
man. That lyric either.
That was a good one. Yeah, that was like I went to this place at the Armory one time and saw them there, and it was like that was one of their songs. It was almost like Quaaludes to me.
But I don't remember too much with anything about Quaaludes, so that's not surprising.
Right. So, but
I
mean, yeah,
I don't know.
If there's rain, if there's rain, there's usually a storm around a lot of times. So, you know, it would maybe the storm crows come before the rain crows or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe the rain crows come in there slow and then it turns into a storm. Maybe we got the storm crow.
With lightning.
Well, the reason that band was called Storm Crow is the lead guy, his nickname was Crow, right? The guy that played
right,
guitar.
Right, but his name
was
actually like Tom Wolf or something like that.
Yeah.
I saw a web page for him once, and I can't find it again. But it was him. It had his picture on there and everything. Singer,
yeah.
Songwriter.
Did they have
whatever,
a banjo?
Whatever.
Did they have a banjo?
It's the Herd Mentality.
Sorry,
remember,
Storm
I don't
Crow.
Think they did.
I don't think they did either.
But if they did, it would have sounded just like that.
It probably would have.
Now, caller, you mentioned a show at the Armory where they played. I think I was actually at that show. And this, we're talking like 40 years ago, right? Something like
they
that.
They didn't have any chairs.
Somewhere, yeah. So that's probably pretty close, 40 years, yeah.
There weren't any chairs.
Not that I recall. I can't. That's a long time ago, but I don't recall any chairs. No.
No, you just sit down inside there. Yeah, I remember that. I think. But also, I remember, caller. It seemed like back 40 years ago, if I remember correctly, everybody was smoking something called marijuana there in that National Guard Armory. It seemed like everybody in there was smoking, and I don't remember anybody getting arrested.
I don't know what it was. I'm not sure what it was. I just know when you open the door, there's a big old green cloud coming over now.
So I'm trying to figure out how a bunch of kids could smoke that back 40 years ago in a National Guard Armory, and everybody didn't get arrested, and the cops didn't even care. But now, if you did something like that, they'd probably throw half the town in jail.
Well, maybe the law enforcement was a little bit different back then. You had old Perry.
Easy, kids.
Ooh, did I say that?
Yeah, our chief of detectives drove a custom Continental around town.
Hold on.
It looked like something from Kojak or something.
Oh, shit the bed, kids. Hey,
okay, yes,
Kojak, that reminds me of lollipops.
Who loves you, baby?
And ball-headed people.
That
you
is
know my theory. ELE, everybody love everybody. That's a good way to go.
I like that.
Yeah.
All we need is love.
That's all you need.
You know, Telly Savalas was actually one of the bad guys on a James Bond movie one time. He was actually the villain of, I think, Her Majesty's Secret Service. I think that one. I think he was the bad guy one time, the villain. Whenever
I liked him best in the Dirty Dozen movie. That was the best role
yeah.
he played, Maggot.
Yeah, he played a nutty guy on that one, right? Psycho guy or something.
Yeah, yeah. He was a wacko in that one.
And everybody liked
so
the
what
wacko.
Are y'all doing for the holidays?
What holiday?
Well, you know, it's every day's a holiday if you're in the right place at the right time, I think. You know, the next one coming up, the next one, which, what is it? It's the green one, I think.
St. Patty's, because I saw a corned beef in the store today.
The next actual paid holiday
is Easter.
I ain't counting that one. That ain't until later.
Well, Good Friday. Everybody really, most people get paid for Good Friday. But it's actually, whatever, Easter, Good Friday. That's the next paid one. So, I mean, St. Paddy's is a holiday, but none of us get paid for that.
Well, Easter's on Sunday, so most people ain't working on Sunday.
Well, no, but somewhere they work that in. They work that in. Like, that's why it's usually on Good Friday.
You're right. A lot of people get off work for Good Friday. But not the mailman. Not the damn mailman don't. Because that's a religious
holiday. What a lot of people are, you know, this is what I heard happens to a lot of mailmen down in the Ozarks.
The herd mentality.
But a lot of mailmen are doing that or getting that done to them.
Yeah, both. Either one.
That's called going postal. That's how that word got in the dictionary, postal, going postal.
It's in there?
Yeah. I think my whole theory on those postal guys that went like crazy is just that somewhere in most people's minds you have to imagine there's going to be an end. And, I mean, it just, you know, that's never going to end with those postal people. They no matter what, it just they try to get it done, but it's there the next fucking day. And I just think it's more than that some of them can comprehend, and they're just like, fuck it, I might as well kill some people.
Yeah, they got to quit. You just got to quit before you do that. And that's the deal about the mailman when he gets a holiday. That don't count for him, because when he gets back the next day, I knew a guy that carried mail, and when they're off on a holiday, that mail don't stop. So he's got double the mail the next day. There ain't no holiday for them some bitches. They might get off work, but that mail don't quit coming. So it's kind of a weird
deal.
Yeah,
but they make a ton of money doing that.
Oh, yeah.
All the benefits and everything.
They own yachts that sail around down on these lakes and stuff. That's how much money they make. Peanut butter and jelly yacht.
A mighty fine sandwich of a yacht it was.
Okay, back to the muskrats. What's the show about, Ashbury?
Okay.
Maybe we better stay on course here.
I don't know. Have we mentioned? You know what I saw just released in the news today was a guy has trained bees to make honey from cannabis, and he calls it canna honey.
Yeah.
And you don't smoke it. You eat it. It's a nutritional thing.
Eat your honey.
Pretty cool.
Be healthy and eat your honey.
He's some kind of special beekeeper mystic dude or something, I think. He trains the bees to do stuff for him.
Well, you remember when we did the butterfly show a few months ago, I asked about whether there was a special butterfly that went straight to hemp plants or not, but I don't think we ever uncovered that for sure, but that's kind of along the same
line. I know which one does. I've heard of that before. Iron butterfly.
Which one?
It goes straight for the hemp, no matter what.
All righty then. I know that. I've been wondering.
Trivia question: In a Garden of Eden.
Good thing.
What does that mean?
God.
In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, that's what they were saying was in the Garden of Eden, but they were so fucked up and drunk during the recording session that the lead singer couldn't say in the Garden of Eden. So they just left it, and it was a hit. That's the story.
Are you going to stick to that?
And I'm sticking to it. We're sticking to it.
That sounds
okay,
a good one.
That's your final answer.
Like,
well, I didn't even get a chance to answer the trivia question because you didn't
I'm sorry. Well, we do
know it.
And I actually saw those guys like about 20 years ago. And
called in because he evidently knows shit like that or something. Because he answered it right away.
We need somebody to know something instead of you, Ashbury. That's for sure.
Hate. Quit hating on people.
And I saw iron butterfly like about 20 years ago. I thought they were probably all dead. And they were really good. I couldn't believe it. And I think they're still around somewhere. Some of them are, maybe.
God, some of them got to be dead by now.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Do you think that they were trying to say in that song that there was hemp in the Garden of Eden, maybe, or not?
That's what I'm thinking.
I think that'd be a pretty good place for it.
That's probably the only thing growing there.
They could use that for, you know, to make string so they could put some clothes on and quit running around naked everywhere.
Why would you want to do that? I'm thinking maybe it made them get naked. Make them take their clothes off.
That's a different kind. That's not. That's a different kind of canvas that does that. It's not the same.
All right. It's all the same.
Keep telling you.
I don't care though. It's all good.
It's a lot of
different things. Plant.
I reckon he put it here or whatever.
Well,
you know, I still think the aliens are waiting to come back myself.
As soon as we legalize it, the aliens will come back.
Yeah.
Storm Crow, you spend a lot of
everywhere.
You spend a lot of time outdoors walking around.
You know, they need it for fuel for their spaceships.
There you go. I like that. Storm Crow, you spend a lot of time walking around. Have you seen any bees flying around out there?
I thought that was Rain Crow.
Oh, Raincrow. Raincrow.
Get it right, Hank. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to call him Crow.
The whole Raincrow thing. Okay, just.
He might have a different nickname by next week.
What was that? I spent a lot of time walking around what?
Yeah, have you seen any bees yet?
Bees?
Bees flying around.
Not this year, no.
Not yet.
No, I saw the swarm last year. I saw a swarm of bees.
Now, that's pretty
scary. Were they killer bees?
No, I think they were actually honeybees, and I could, like, see them from a distance. And actually, I was in my car, and I had my wife with me, and I said either those are, like, some birds way far off swarming or some bees a little bit closer. And actually, it was the bees, and we pulled up right up beside them, and they were, like, it was like making the little black cloud, everything moving, and they were just like hovering around this tree. I think they were moving a hive or something, but it was pretty cool.
Huh.
No, this year, no, I haven't seen any bees yet.
I've only seen that in a cartoon where they have that cloud. You sure you weren't on them Quaalude things, were you, when you saw this?
I'm sure. No, it was real, and it was pretty cool, actually. It really was.
Yeah.
You got to witness.
I have seen them. I've seen them swarm, but usually they're like almost they're like real lazy and all piled up on each other, because when they swarm, the queen's moving somewhere, and all the rest of them will follow the queen wherever she goes. And
right,
you
and
can
I think
like,
that's exactly, I think that's exactly what was happening. They were moving a hive from somewhere to this tree that they were all swarming around. But you could actually see like the cloud moving and like making different motions and stuff. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. They're killing our honeybees off. If we don't get this hemp legalized and straighten our honeybees and butterflies out, I hear we're losing a bunch of them. I actually read in our Nature magazine for our state, some woman wrote in that she lives in the flyway for the monarchs, and since she's lived there about 20 years, that now she hardly sees any of these monarchs, even though she's planted milkweed on her farm and stuff. That there's just a very few monarchs come through there now. She said like 20 years ago, they would just be, you know, trails of them coming through during the certain parts of the year when they're moving around, migrating. But she says now that they've dwindled down to just nothing. At least that's what it said in our conservation magazine for our state, which I thought sounded pretty scary. So we better get to doing something pretty quick. We better get to growing this everywhere, it sounds like to me.
Right. Yeah,
and
it's not only the hemp, but there is some other kind of thing that those monarchs really like. It's the hemp and something else that
milkweed
we do need to be
what they tell everybody.
Yeah,
plant,
I think you're exactly right there. I think that is what
That's
it
what
is.
That's what you just said. The lady had planted a bunch of it, but the monarchs still aren't coming. So.
Right. Right. Because they're trying to get you to plant this milkweed now.
Well, one of those smart people, I'm not sure who it was, maybe Albert Einstein or some one of them smart people that's smarter than me, said that if the bees ever go, we've got like less than a year.
Yeah.
4 months. I think it was Einstein, and I think he said 4 months or something.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, yeah. You know, but, if they go, we're pretty much goners.
But I'm sure our modern means of agriculture propagation doesn't have anything to do with that, you know.
No. We'll just get Monsanto to spray something on everything to save them somehow. They'll come up with something.
Yeah, we're going to have a gal that's doing the March Against Monsanto on our show on the 23rd of this month. She's going to come on and tell us all about what they're doing somewhere down in the Ozarks. They're having a big march against Monsanto and pitching their bitch about that situation, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, those guys are evil bastards. They're the most evil bastards on the planet, probably.
Getting close to it, if not. They know the evil bastards if they're not the ones. And you said Monsanto even came up with some kind of hemp seed that they tried to sell down there in South America, this industrial hemp seed you were telling me.
Yeah.
So they could screw everybody over with that. But yeah, the country down there didn't go for it, right?
Franken hemp, GMO hemp. Yeah. And they're probably going to try to do that here, you know, ultimately before, yeah, once the agricultural stuff gets going, they're going to try to infiltrate their seed into it. I'm sure they always do.
Yeah, they all better just get out of the way if they want to save this planet.
That might help a little bit on the legalization thing, though. They're a pretty big company. Are we allowed to talk about Monsanto without getting...
Probably not.
Is that... Probably not, because they're probably...
I think probably what happens if you do is...
The herd mentality.
Gotta keep your... Watch out for those guys. They got guns.
And we're talking about Larry Monsanto, this guy that lives down the street.
That's right. Okay. I remember Larry.
You know, and his kids, their name Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Screwy. Screwy was my favorite one of the kids.
It's my favorite too. Imagine that.
So, but hopefully we're going to have something happen here in November. If it don't, then I'll see everybody later.
What's happening in November?
Oh, we're going to have an election again. I think I heard something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ought to change a bunch of stuff. I don't think America's pissed off quite enough yet.
It's like, isn't like anything like for that directly involves us, like Missouri making weed legal or anything like that?
Yeah, there's an initiative being circulated now. It's two different ones. Hold on, though. I am going to wind us out here. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to go into overtime, so don't anybody hang up. Stay on the line, and we'll see you next time.
It's the herd mentality.
The herd mentality.
I don't think everybody's pissed off enough this election to get anything done again. I think America's still too It's still just a little too fat and sassy. We're going to have to wait one more time around, I think, for everybody to get pissed off enough to actually get anything done in this country.
Pissed off? That ain't going to get it. They just want to get enough people out there to get high.
That's what I said, pissed off.
They're pissed off because they can't get high.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's
well,
why
everybody's pissed off. Pisses me off.
I think it's pretty hard to stay pissed off if you're getting high for very long.
It is.
Even the ones getting high are pissed off because they ain't getting high enough. So they're even pissed off.
And the ones that were pissed off can't remember saying, fuck, I was mad about something. Oh, no.
These cookies are good. Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Hey, let's hear about it, Asbury. Give us a lowdown on what we're...
The other initiative is the... we're going to have the guy on our Sunday night spotlight show, a guy named Tim Giglio, this coming Sunday, is going to come on and tell us all about the MRCPA initiative petition for totally legal cannabis in Missouri. And he's going to tell us all about it and probably be fairly regular on either we're going to do a new show or he's going to be on the show to tell us what's going on with that. And then there's the other normal petition that's being circulated for legal medical only, conditionally and how it's all regulated and stuff that like it is
because got glaucoma
in other states. Yeah, different kinds of things like that. So it's specific for each condition, and I don't know. I'm just not really too supportive of that because of how that method of legalization is what's got all the other 23 states legalized and D.C. now. But it's still not legal. It's legal medical, and there's dispensaries, and you can get a card, and et cetera, et cetera. And
that's why you're not too happy about it. It's legal, but there's a bunch of stipulations.
Right, and there's still people going to jail for, they say you can only have however many plants. Well, does that flowering plants? Is that seedlings? Is that vegetative plants? Is that clones? I mean, there's too much gray. It's either legal or it's not legal.
That's a gray.
I agree. It's better than nothing, but at the same time, I think it's...
I kind of got a feel that unless you're letting somebody make a lot of money off of it, that it's not going to be gray, it's going to be black. I mean, sometimes you got to take what you can get. I mean, and that's sad to say, but that's how it works.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying what I think about the two different options,
Right. I agree. The other option would be a lot better, but
That's what I said about everybody's just not pissed off enough. Everybody's going to have to finally get pissed off enough where they just say, screw you all. We don't want you all meddling with our plant anymore, is what's going to have to happen.
Think about it this way. All the, it's the medical that's being done in all the other states. The reason, if we go medical only, like the others, then we're leaving out the hemp, the industrial, the farmer.
Right.
The part of the equation that's really going to bring prohibition to an end, in my opinion.
Right. And the people that need the medical right now,
they need to bring suit against these states and start suing to get their kids this medical help. This is just ridiculous. It is all just completely insane. They're just wanting to make a bunch of money, all of these guys, these politicians and these pharmaceuticals and these corporate farm people and all of it. They're just embarrassing, all of them. That's all it's about, is they just want to steal all the money, is what, and with God's plant, they're just wanting to do that. That's what it's all about. And it's just really, I mean, it just about makes you sick when you think about these little kids that need some kind of help, and this is the only thing that can help them, and these politicians aren't letting them have it. It's sickening. It really is, and it pisses me off just thinking about it.
That's what ought to be against the law.
Yeah, until you throw them all out of there. Throw them bums out of there. And we've got a cannabis candidate here, Wannadoobie, right? What's his name?
Chief Wannadoobie.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah. He's running against Roy Blunt for the state senator job.
Now that's funny. Running against a blunt.
Yeah.
A doobie against a blunt.
Yeah, we're gonna, you get your pick.
And I don't get me started on that blunt.
I'm going with the doobie. I never did like blunts. It messes up the taste of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The tobacco does.
Don't get started about that blunt guy. That guy, we don't want to even, oh, man.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable who these people vote for.
We might as well get him on the damn thing. So, but anyway, yeah, he's running against him. I don't know exactly how that works, really, but I guess he's doing it.
We'll know on the 15th what happens, I guess. And like I said, everybody's not pissed off enough, and there's too many dumbasses that still have no idea how this government thing works, and they still believe all these. That's what I saw. The number one, you know what the number one issue is with candidates in America? Is if they're Christians. That's the number one thing that people vote for these guys, is if they're a Christian. Now, I hate, you know, anybody can say they're a Christian. I hate to tell these people just because I say I'm a Christian and I'm running for something. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. That's really your number one thing you're going to pick a candidate.
Jimmy Swaggart was a Christian.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And he's
still the other guy, too. The other guy, yeah.
Jim Baker.
Yeah, there you go. That's the guy.
Jim and Tammy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Well, those were just our sexual pervert Christians. They were all right. They were just horny. Wasn't nothing wrong with them.
Wasn't that Jimmy Swaggart's problem, too? That's just like the human nature.
He had some hooker down in the motel room, and she had her daughter in there, and he wanted the daughter to put on a show. That's how he finally got in trouble, was the hooker turned him in. Because he wanted her to, he was paying the hooker already to put on a show. Supposedly he didn't touch him, he just watched. But he wanted the little daughter who was 13 or 15 or something to do a little strip show too. And that's how he finally got in trouble, because the hooker said, okay.
You know where I
have
to vote at the church?
Yeah.
I got like an advanced park supply or something like that.
Really?
Out on F and 65, yeah, whatever's out there.
Yeah, here we have no church,
James.
No church in state, but I got to vote at a church. That don't make sense, right? I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
But nothing does in this country, as far as...
Jimmy Swaggart, he was trying to go back to that Bible thing, because back then, you know, 13 and 15 was okay.
And 600 wives was okay too, or whatever. So,
yeah,
and he did go back to it. He's been on the air, and he's $700 silk suits. He's on there right now. I can watch it now. He's got his son, and he's even got his grandson, who's like a punk rocker, doing it now.
Because Jimbo, you know, Jimbo was cousins with Jerry Lee Lewis. They were all cousins. Him and Mickey Gilling and Jerry Lee Lewis were cousins.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. That's a mansion.
They all learned how to play piano in the church, so. Oh, Jimmy
Swagger. So he's got a grandson, punk Christian.
Yeah,
rock. My favorite.
Yeah, his grandson's doing it now. He did have the son doing it who wasn't very good at it. But Jimmy's getting old, and now they got the grandson who's not bad, and he kind of had a punk Christian rock band about 10 years ago. But now he's settled down, and he's kind of straightened up. Because I still watch that stuff, because I get a big laugh out of these guys, these Christian guys. I love that stuff. I still like watching that stuff. I know it's probably blasphemy, but I figure anybody that's on TV, I don't think Jesus would be too happy with them personally to have your own syndicated Jesus show, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I agree with that, too. I do.
And Jesus kind of seemed like a hippie.
I think Jesus got his own channel with his own satellite.
Yeah. He's above that. He'll knock their satellite off.
He's just funneling money to other people.
Yeah, it's all pretty sickening. But that's how we elect our elected leaders is what I just saw yesterday. The number one priority for most voters in America is if they're Christian. That's what people, they don't care how much they're stealing or how much they lie or anything else, but if they say they're a Christian, then that's good enough for me, by God.
Well, see, that was a big deal about JFK, too, because he was Catholic.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody thought, oh, my God, you know, he's Catholic.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You know?
Well, that's like everything. When the Irish came over.
They were saying that about Bernie, too. If he got the nomination, if he got elected, he'd be the first Jewish president ever. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. That probably means a lot to those rednecks.
Well, they can still say, oh, my God, because they actually believe in God. They just don't believe in Jesus. Oh, my God.
And
I think they
like
believe
JFK,
in Jesus. They believe in
like
Jesus. They just, yeah.
They just don't
believe
what he said.
They don't think he was the Son of God. That's, yeah, they don't believe in the New Testament.
Well, even our Christians, they believe in him. They just don't do anything that he told them to do. They aren't about to do anything that he actually told them. They just
unless it fits their needs. If it fits their needs, and I think, yeah, okay, that's good. But, I don't like that, so I don't really think that's what we need to be doing.
Right. It sounds good, but I'm not doing that. And you mentioned JFK. You know, his family came from Ireland originally. They were Irish, Catholic, or whatever. And if you know anything about America immigrants, when the Irish came over here, they were hated as much as anybody. When the potato eaters came over here in New York, they were hated. I mean hated with a passion, but because they were white and they finally changed their language and talked like the rest of us illiterate English people over here, they were accepted in because your skin color, they can't tell you any different. So the Germans were all hated when they came over here. The Irish were all hated when they came over here. But after a couple of generations, everybody seems to forget about that they hated those people. But if your skin color doesn't change, then that's a different thing. We're going to always hate your guts because your skin is a little darker or a little something we don't like about you. You look funny. So that always just blows my mind how we pick and choose who we're going to hate over here. Hate Ashbury and the rain.
I don't hate anybody. The rain.
Everybody loves everybody.
Well, they probably
love. All right, we're going to kick out any time. I don't know if you guys are watching the clock or not, but
kick it.
I think I'll go ahead and kick us out myself. How's that sound?
Thanks a lot.
The herd mentality.
All right, we get to still be here for another 10 seconds, maybe.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Raincrow. It was great.